Last week, it was Erie County DA John Flynn filing murder charges in an overdose case, and yesterday it was acting U.S. Attorney James Kennedy filing in two overdose deaths. The two have talked about how to handle these cases. The federal eight-count indictment leaves Aaron McDuffie potentially spending the rest of his life in prison for the alleged deaths of two suburbanites, one in Chickawauga in 2015 and the other in West Seneca in 2016. Kennedy says these cases require first responders to treat each death as a murder. In case it is.
To treat every one of these overdose scenes as a homicide scene. To collect evidence with appropriate procedures. And that's what we're working towards, and that's what we're starting to achieve in some of these cases to allow us to bring these prosecutions. But it is dependent heavily on scientific evidence, toxicology reports, pharmacological reports, and the like.
In the McDuffie case, it's a mix of old-fashioned shoe-leather policing and high-tech examinations of cell phones and autopsy results to see what drugs were used. McDuffie was identified as a mid-level drug trafficker. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.